Grace to you then and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So just remember something with me, would you? So we're kind of going from Ephesians. We're taking a two-week break, really, to try to hook up with what's been happening in the Lenten sermon series of Remember. So just remember something with me, would you? Every single Sunday, for some 2,000 years now, somewhere, somehow, the voice of Jesus is heard. Over and over, Sunday after Sunday, coming out of the mouths of his people and his pastors, Jesus' voice is heard. And you know, it's amazing when you consider that, but it's true. In many places and in many times, over two millennia, people have gathered together to hear the voice of Jesus saying words like, "This is my body, this is my blood shed for you," or "Your sins are forgiven," or "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you," or "Lo, I am with you always to the very end of the age," or "A new command I give you, love one another," or "Go. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations." It's Jesus' voice that is heard Sunday after Blessed Sunday. And I want to remind us of that, especially today, because on this Palm Sunday, on this Sunday of Passion, I want us to hear the voice of Jesus rising above the surrounding noise. Above the noise of this world, above the noise perhaps of our world, above the noise of our own soul. For in hearing Jesus and in believing in him, we will receive life and forgiveness and peace once again. See, here's the thing I fear. We need to hear his voice again because I kind of think many voices have started to sort of creep in and create this rising din. This white noise of sorts that threatens to drown out the voice of the one that we most need to hear. And you know, we all know these voices. You ready? For they are voices like Judas and those that plot against Jesus, saying, voices like the disciples, who persistently argue, saying, voices like Satan's, who say to Jesus, or like Satan, who once again repeats, voices like Judas, who says,
"The one I kiss, take him."
Like Peter, who denies him by saying,
"No, I don't know him. You don't understand. I do not know him at all. I swear, I do not know him."
Voices like the soldiers, who sarcastically say, voices like the council, who says,
"If you are the Christ, prove it
to us." Like Pilate, who says,
"Are you the King of the Jews? Right. True. What is true? I wash my hands of this man's
blood." How about voices like Herod's, who says,
"Give me a sign. Do something. Don't just stand there. Say something."
Voices like the crowd, whose shouts prevail. Voices like the rulers who scoff with arrogance and say,
"He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Christ of God. Let him come down from the cross and we will believe him."
See, I think we need to hear these voices again today. We need to remember them today. But you know, if we're honest, these are not the only voices that we hear. For I also believe we hear voices today like the secularist, who says, voices like the atheist, who says, how about voices like the sinner who says,
my sins are too great. There's no way God can forgive me. Do you know what I've done?
How about voices like the fearful believer who says,
what if I deny him like Peter? How do I know if I've done enough to be saved?
How about the skeptic who says, how about the hesitant believer who says,
can this really be for me? Seriously, all I have to do is believe.
How about the faithful prayer who says,
Hosanna, save us, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Or, you know, how about most amazingly today, one of those thieves that find themselves on the cross by him this day, who hearing it all suddenly says, and then, you know, rising above all the noise and all the competing voices, Jesus is heard saying,
truly today, you will be with me in paradise.
Wow. I mean, isn't this why we keep coming back year after year? Sunday after Sunday? Because these are the words that we want to hear. These are the words that we need to hear, rising above the din of the world, rising above the noise of our own souls. We need to hear Jesus say to the disciples,
I am among you as the one who serves for you.
And we need to hear Jesus say to Peter,
I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail.
And we need to hear Jesus speak on the scriptures, saying,
the scripture must be fulfilled in me. That's why they say he was numbered among the transgressors. I did that for you.
And you know, we come back so that we can hear Jesus say to the Father,
not my will, but your will be done.
And you know, he says that so that you can pray confidently, knowing that in his name, God's will is always good. We worship because we want to hear Jesus say to those who came for him,
this is your hour and the power of darkness. And I go into that darkness so that all who believe might have the light of life.
And you know, I think we come so that we might hear Jesus pierce Peter with a wordless glance, one that drives him even to tears. Because I don't know about you, but I think we've all been there before. And this is why Jesus says to Pilate in answer to his question,
you have said so. Yes, I am the king.
You know, this is why Jesus offers no defense to the people's cries of crucify, and why their voices prevail. For Jesus is given over to death for you, for me, for all, in our place. And this is why Jesus says to those lamenting,
weep not for me, but rather weep for yourselves and for your children.
This is why Jesus says over and over,
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
This is why Jesus says to that repentant thief,
today you shall be with me in paradise.
And this is why he finally lifts his beaten head and he bellows triumphantly,
Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
Because now atonement is complete. Full and free forgiveness is won for you, for me, for all. For all who would simply believe. Jesus does all this so that even now, even today, even after 2,000 years, his voice might rise above the noise of the world. and even the noise in our own souls and remind us that Jesus does not necessarily come to explain suffering. He arrives to overcome suffering by His own suffering for us. And He comes to remind us that no sin is too great. Repent and believe, and you will hear His voice say,
"Father, forgive."
He doesn't come to patronize you, amazingly. He comes to give you the power to believe and know that you can.
Bring your doubts, bring your fears, bring them here and listen to me. All this, from beginning to end, is done for you, is done because I want you. I have made you mine forever. You are my beloved child. Your sin is forgiven you.
And He wants us to be reminded that He didn't come, oh my, He didn't come to make lemonade out of lemons. Instead, He says,
"As I rested in the grave, so will you. And as I came forth from the grave, so will I call you forth, raise you from the dead, and you also will be with me in paradise."
And Jesus doesn't want us to think that this is just dependent on simple feelings. Rather,
"It all depends on my word and work. Just listen for my voice, heed the call, and follow me."
So, you know, once again, here we are, gathered in this place and in this time, Palm Sunday, Passion Sunday, all so that we might remember not only the voices of the past and of the present, but so that we might actually hear, once again, Jesus say to us,
"The life I give for you."
Wow. Dear ones, this week especially, may we hear Jesus' voice and believe. In Jesus' name, amen. We rise.